Now in studio I have our very own Barbara Jennings. Barbara would normally be talking to us as our roving reporter, usually from an exhibition somewhere. But you're going to tell us all about your own exhibition this morning, Barbara.
That's right, John. I'm having my fourth solo show in number 27 South Frederick Street. And that's off Nassau Street from the 7th to the 11th of November. And it's, I'm really looking forward to it. It's a mixed show in many ways. I'll be showing my mixed media, which is like I make my own parchment paper, first of all, from leaves and like oak leaves and sycamore leaves and bark and waste paper found in St. Anne's Park. So it's all out of St. Anne's Park. It's all about, in many ways, about St. Anne's Park without being figurative about it. So I go to the park every day and I collect what I need and I come home and I start making things.
So you're recycling as well as everything else, as well as creating art.
Oh, very much so, recycling. Yeah. I've been into recycling since, 1982 in Oslo was my first batch of parchment paper.
Yes, and we came from the recycling. I think you broadcast from the recycling.
I'm an advocate of recycling anything you can.
You said this is your fourth solo exhibition.
Yeah.
Now, I'm just looking here. You've been in a lot of places. Just tell us about Galway, London, France, Oslo.
Well, I started exhibiting in the 70s, right, in group shows. And then I went to, that was in Galway. Then I went to Oslo and I was studying there under the auspices of, I won a scholarship from the Royal Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Council of Europe. And I was attending the State School of Art and Design, but I was also using the facilities of the academy there. I was given those facilities to use as well. And Oslo was just amazing. So I exhibited in Oslo, and that was a great, great show. And all my work from those days is all over Europe, actually.
Okay, and now you talked about mixed media. Recently you've gone into bronze. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, it's all connected again, sort of the sculptural aspect of my mixed media. They're in box frames. They're painted with, I'll talk a bit about this first. They're painted with vibrant colours of Indian inks, and they're torn up and put back together again, and all sorts of things happen to them. So out of that, that's a very three-dimensional. There's a very three-dimensional aspect to my work always, and it's always been in box frames. So this was a sort of a natural progression onto the bronze for me. It's something I've wanted to do, and I had the time. And a couple of years ago, I asked Joe Moran, who I knew, he's a sculptor, a very master sculptor, and he's with Temple Bar Studios, and he brought me into the studio and started teaching me about the waxes and the clays and how to use them and how to do this and how to do that. And then he gave me all this equipment and all these materials and said, now go away and practice.
Yeah.
Yep. And that's what I did in the back room of my house. I was there trying to, and I had this vision in my head of a ball, right? And I used, I made oak leaves myself from the clay, and I glued them with water onto the, I was just working with the clay. And then I said, okay, I've come so far, and I was really enjoying myself. I really enjoyed doing this. And I said, I need a bit of advice. So off down the road to Rosemary, my friendly neighbour who I knew about sculpture, because she owned a foundry. She doesn't own it anymore. So Rosemary gave me the phone number of David in the foundry, and this is how this all started.
Yeah, and the exhibition is actually called The Golden Ball.
It is, because this exhibition started with The Golden Ball, me in my back room.
And I've seen this Golden Ball, and it is, it's a lovely piece.
It is a beautiful piece, yeah.
The other pieces, the other bronze pieces, the sycamore on stilts.
Right. That is, I took a sycamore leaf, right?
Yep.
And I made five sycamore leaves and I put them around in a circle, joined at the hip, so to speak, in a circle. Because an awful lot of the trees in St. Anne's Parks are in circles like that. I don't know if they're fairy circles or what they are, but they are in there. There's quite a few of them, if you notice them, and they're in circles. So that was the inspiration for that. So I chose the sycamore leaf as a beautiful leaf to use, and I put them on little fine stilts to bring them higher up.
Did you dry them, the leaves, beforehand? Or?
Sometimes I dry them and sometimes I use both.
Yeah, okay.
I use both. And that's now, so then it created a patina of turquoise in the centre and polished on the outside, which is also, I think, that's an interesting piece as well.
The four acorns.
Four acorns, very simply. I took acorns from the park again and I used them as my inspiration. Likewise, I found this big feather in the park, which you're not supposed to find, a swan's feather. And I made a whole big swan's feather as well.
Okay, it sounds very, very interesting. Tell us more about the mixed media then.
Well, the mixed media then, you see, it's very vibrant, I have to say. I have used acrylics and different mediums as well, but I find the Indian inks absolutely ideal for what I want. They are vibrant, they are colourful, and it's like, you know, I make the parchment paper first, and it's like the ink seeps in as part of the piece, as was described by one art critic some years ago. Okay. It becomes part of it. And then I tear it all up. So I make it, right? I go to the bother of making all this fantastic parchment paper. I paint it layer upon layer upon layer upon layer. And each layer has to dry for days in between, maybe a week in the winter. And it takes quite a while to do it. And then what does Barbara do? She tears it all up and then she rolls it in her hands and then she pieces it all back together with her imagination.
That's fantastic. Sounds absolutely fantastic. Now, we're being very arty the first hour of the show this morning. We're actually been talking to Anita there from Clough.
Yeah.
And I mentioned I was a silkscreen printer in a different life, and I think you were as well.
I was. My first thing was I specialised in silkscreen printing in Galway.
In Galway, was it a textiles or...?
I did textile design in Galway. My work is very fibre-orientated because I did study organic chemistry as well and I was very good at it. So making fibres and making the fibre before I even start doing anything is just part and parcel of me.
And you've won awards, Barbara.
Yes, I won a showcase award. One of the top designers in this country, as that's what they say. I'm one of the top designers. And my fabrics would be very artistic as well.
Okay.
And then I won a lovely here. I won a broadcasting award here in Near FM for my commitment to the community and all that.
Excellent stuff. Now, this exhibition is running from when?
From the 7th to the 11th of November. And it's closed on Sunday, so there's 4 days to catch me. Come down, you can talk to me, you can look at my art, no problem.
And it's called Gallery 27 and it's 27 South Frederick Street.
It is. And I have to, of course, mention my sponsors, without whom this show would not be going on. And people have helped me in different ways, some with services, some in other ways. So I'd like to say thank you to Heineken Limited, Adams Pharmacy, Woodstock, Paper Pieces, Super Value, The Palace Bar, Tommy Smith, Roberto, Barry Grace, Tony Crosby, Tiernan Nogue, Bronze Art and McGregor. And some of them have done, like for example, McGregor. They're making the transparent boxes for me and not charging me. And they're getting I give them promotional anywhere. Yep. And people have just been so kind.
This is fantastic. And you've organised this all yourself.
Yeah, every single bit of it.
How long are you organising it? It sounds like an awful lot of hard work.
It's pure pleasure for me. It's pure pleasure. And it's like I get such a great response. I get such a great response from people like, okay, right here, I was sitting in a certain establishment there one day and saying, what'll I do for drinks? I don't know. What'll I do for drinks? I wonder where Damien is. And I hadn't seen Damien for years.
Okay.
Who walks across the road? Damien.
It was meant to be.
Grabbed him. Damien, how you doing? I need to talk to you. And I says, I'm really busy right now. I'm really busy. Okay, I'll let you go. One thing is don't mass people, don't bombard people. Yeah. So I didn't get to talk to him, you see, and I went, after all these years. So then a month later, who comes across the road? But Damien. I said, Damien, can I have a word with you, please? And he says, yes, Barbara, what is it? And I told him about the show and everything. So on a personal basis, he's organising liquid refreshment for me.
That's fantastic. Fair play to him.
Now I'm going to make him something special to say thank you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
The people will get thank yous. And like, you know, everybody else is just fantastic. Like the bronze guys, they made one piece for nothing for me.
Yeah.
It's just been, everybody's been so kind. You know, they're just so nice and kind to me and supportive.
That's fantastic.
And without all that, without their support, this show wouldn't be on the road, because I need the boxes to put over the sculptures. I need all these things to do it, you know, from a financial point of view. And so on the back of the little brochure, which is should be finished today, I will say Barbara Jennings is sponsored by, and I'll give a list of all these things. And I just go around telling everybody how wonderful they are. And that's it, really.
Okay.
Because they are. They have been very supportive over the years. So they just, people have been just, are just personally fantastic to me, I think.
Okay, there's a telephone number here for Gallery 27. Do people have to reserve?
No, they're my numbers.
That's your number, is it?
No, you don't reserve anything. What do you mean? It's like, see, there is an opening, but that's for invitation only.
Okay.
Right? And that's what's on the invitation. That's for people coming to the opening. So that's not, that's different. To the general public, it's open from the 7th. And you can come down to me and talk to me and all of that.
Okay. Anything else you want to add? Have you got a website, Barbara? Or?
I don't, but I will have one soon. I've only just got a computer a couple of weeks now, to be honest. I'm coming into the computer land. I had a really terrible computer, you see, up to this.
Yeah.
And it was driving me up the walls. I couldn't do no, just don't talk to me about it. Yeah. And that was my, it was terrible.
It can be very, very frustrating.
Very frustrating when I won't do what to do.
Yeah.
So I was given one by my family.
Yeah.
And thank you, Father Jackie. And he might be listening in America, actually. You know? And he bought me a computer, and I'm just getting used to it, to be honest with you.
Okay, we'll just mention, people can listen in and look in all over the world on the internet. Just come to near.ie. Okay, Barbara.
That's great, John.
Anything else now you'd like to add?
No, that's really it. It's like, I mean, that's the guts of it. And it's I called the show The Golden Ball because of me sitting in the back room of my home trying to make this, using my imagination to make this ball. And it's got such a fantastic response.
Yes, I've seen it myself, and it is. It's excellent stuff. So that's from the 7th of November till the 11th of November.
That's fantastic, yeah.
Okay, right, Barbara, thank you very much for talking to us.
You're very welcome.